Welcome to Stupid State Stories, where we mock the moronic meddling of the state. I'm Chuck, your guide to government gaffes.
And I'm Megan, here to hail the holy grail of free markets. Today, we're smashing the broken window fallacy, because apparently some jackwagons think breaking stuff makes us rich.
All right, Megan, lay it out. What's this fallacy that's got statists stroking their chins?
Missed opportunity for stroking their fallacies, Chuck. Some schmuck breaks a window, you pay a glazier to fix it, and all the circus seals clap like it's an economic miracle. But it's all a salty, wet pile of walrus scat. That cash could have bought a badass bike, bong, or bar tab, but not now.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. If I'm forking over funds to fix fractures, I'm not funding something fresh. The tailor's twiddling his thumbs while the glazier's grinning.
Bingo. Bastier called it. Look at what's not seen. Resources rerouted to repair are reducing real rewards. It's waste. Nothing new created, but wallets are empty.
And yet, after every tragedy or hint of trouble, some slimy suits on TV crowing, rebuilding's gonna juice the GDP. Like what, Mother Trucker? You think wrecked roofs are a revenue stream?
It's deranged. War's the same scam at scale. Blow up a bridge, build it back, and call it progress. While far-flung combatants bleed out physically, taxpayers do so figuratively to bankroll the bomb-dropping bonanza.
Stupid stimulus stunts. Jobs created, they scream, while shoveling our stolen loot into some senator's solar, stadium, or soybean subsidy sinkhole. Here, we borrowed this money on your behalf to buy something you don't want. Now pay the loan off or go to jail.
Pure theater. Dig a ditch, fill it in. Congrats, you've got labor. But value? Zilch. Markets make wealth. Mandates just mess with it.
Picture this. The Window Wrecker Work Program. Government goons smash glass citywide, then hire hipsters to hammer it back together. GDP spikes, headlines howl, and we're all poorer for it.
That's not even satire. It's damn near policy. Look at zoning or industrial handouts. They shatter efficiency, then strut like saviors when they fix it with more of our money.
Mises must be spinning. Value's subjective, not some state-sponsored shovel show. Let folks choose. Sex work, dope, whatever, over this coerced cluster.
Right. Austrian econ cuts through the crap. Wealth comes from voluntary vibes, not violent ventures or debt-driven disasters.
So, summing it up, breaking shit doesn't build jack. Labor's just sweat without value unless it's voluntary and useful.
Yep. Next time some statist brags about stimulus, think of the unseen. Lost chances, curtailed choices, and cash down the crapper.
Stay sharp, folks. The state's a sloppy squatter, not a savvy savior. Keep your windows whole and your wallets free.
Catch you next time. Tearing down more tyrannical twaddle.